This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Splash, if you know what I mean. It's Thursday, July 9th. Maybe that police story is a good one for starters in this hour after I just said that. not meaning any disrespect. And Jennifer Korn is here today. Where'd that come from? Jennifer Korn.
What?
Jennifer, huh? Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen on the DJV program. Lots of creative thinking and activity here. So the Glee chick, who apparently is not a very good swimmer. What's that scoop? Jennifer, as we go through the trending items of the day, things that people will be talking about, things that are issues. I don't know if this is an issue unless you don't learn how to swim. How many people tell the story, and then I want to find out about
it. It's a pretty sad story, actually, because her son, 4-year-old son, is involved in this. So the former actress from Glee, Naya Rivera is her name. She's missing this morning and presumed dead after her 4-year-old son was found alone on a boat on a lake north of Los Angeles. The lake is called Lake Piru. It's in Ventura County. It's actually where I'm headed later today. And this happened about 1 p.m. yesterday. Her son was found safe by another boater about 3 hours after he had been out there by himself. They said that they were trying to find Naya Rivera and reunite them. The search was suspended for the night, obviously after things got dark. Dive teams started looking for the actress for hours. A lot of challenges in Lake Piru, according to the Ventura County Sheriff's Office, who said you don't really know what the depth of the area was where the boat was found or the conditions that they were encountering on Lake Piru. So I guess they were swimming during their excursion. He was wearing a life jacket, but she wasn't. He got back into the boat, but she didn't, according to the sheriff's department. There was a find her trending on Twitter Wednesday night after the sheriff's department said the search had been called off until first light on Thursday morning. People who are critical of the department said they should have searched later into the night. Typically, they won't do that under nightfall. She, Naya Rivera, is known for playing Santana Lopez on Glee. She also was in the series Step Up High Water, and so now it is presumed that she's dead and her 4-year-old son left out there all by himself. She used to post about the two of them all the time. It was pretty sad stuff.
Yeah. A lot of tragedy related to that show. Corey Monteith, who was the star, had an accidental overdose. Now Naya Rivera, what was the other guy's name? He killed himself, who was actually her boyfriend in real life. I'm blanking on his name.
Rivera's
Mark
boyfriend?
Stalling. Yeah. Her,
is he the father of the 4-year-old?
No. She dated him on and off screen. Like, on screen, their characters dated, and then off screen, they were dating in real life. And then he ended up having some, like, crazy child pornography thing, and then he
got arrested
himself
in my hometown, actually. It all happened right here, yeah.
A lot of tragedy related to this show.
Well, that's a shame. A lot of other things that are going on here that we ought to touch upon. The president said he's going to withhold funding from schools that don't reopen. How do we define reopen? I guess would be a question. Reopen means physically you go to school, or you have activity in some way, shape, or form that can be described as educational. What's the definition here? And what is that when we say withhold funding, federal funding, because there's all kinds, there's local funding for schools, there's state funding for schools, there are grants that are available. If you're really clever and run a good, tight ship, you can get a lot of grants from various organizations to make the school systems better. So where are we going with all of this?
The consideration is that the administration says they'll consider withholding federal funding from school districts that do not make an honest effort to bring students back for in-person classes in the fall. There are a lot of people that believe that it's the teachers' union that is actually going to try to hold up the teachers returning to the classroom. Some think for political reasons, and I think when you listen to most of the research, most of the research indicates that it's unlikely for kids to spread. It's harder for kids to spread this around than we thought, and that the idea that kids will pass this back and forth was actually pretty overblown at the beginning. And so then the question is, well, why don't we go back to school? Well, the answer is because teachers don't want to do that and put themselves, for whatever reason, you know, put themselves at risk or whatever. It seems that it's the older people who are more afraid of that. And so the argument's being made, how far back are we setting our kids if we don't start getting back to traditional education?
You make an argument that kids have been set back a whole lot already. There just is a lot of confusion, it seems to me, from what I can gather talking to people I know, including my daughter, in education, the lack of being right there, and the sort of informality. There's not a congruent outline or schedule. Oftentimes it changes. If youngsters are supposed to be in school, what, six and a half hours a day? In most circumstances, if they spend 2 hours a day on learning, unless they're getting help from home, that's a lot. So what are these teachers getting paid for, I guess, is the question. And I would agree with you from what I understand that the unions are, and this is back to instead of teaching youngsters, or, well, I say youngsters, all of us, but when you're in school, one of the main measures of how well you do is figuring out how children are learning how, not what to think, but how to think. Think. T-H-I-N-K. Think. There just is so much, and the political side of what's in education, public education today, is pretty disgusting as far as I'm concerned. There's no place for politics in the classroom at all with the youngsters, unless you're teaching a political science class in a high school where kids are mature enough to understand maybe either or both sides of issues and the personalities involved. But the anti-Trump stuff in the public school system is really pretty rancid. And you see it on the college level as well. But this is public schools we're talking about here. And this is why back to the community changes that are necessary, being respectful of the taxpayer, and that's you and me. We're paying the bill, but we're not happy with the product. We're not happy with what goes on in the police. We're not happy with what goes on in the schools. And we're not much happy with most of the services that we get in most communities. So what are we doing about it? Is there some movement? We have, other than the union saying, oh, wait a minute, we're not going to do this. How's that? What's your alternative? Okay, so you want to say to all of us, we're not going back to school. See what you can do. We dare you to get us. And so then, okay, well, you're getting paid. What are you going to do how are you going to earn this pay? What's your alternative? You don't like our idea, what's yours? Has anybody seen alternative ideas other than the PAT? We'll use video conferencing or something. This virus is nowhere near as lethal as it was when it first started. Are a lot of people getting it? Yeah, because a lot of people are stupid. And we've kind of underscored that. We have all of these things going on. This guy in Fort Myers, Florida, during an incident at a Costco, captured on video. There's been 10 million views of his tirade. The banner or the mask read, "Running the world since 1776." He had a T-shirt on. He was yelling, "I feel threatened," he said. "Back up, back up." He was yelling. He was glaring at the camera, this woman that was asking him to comply with the mask policy. He didn't want to wear a mask. And so the yelling is on, this guy's name is Billy Corbin, by the way. I think that we're going overboard here, and there's just too much of this. I've got my rights. Well, you also have responsibility. With rights go responsibility. You can't just ignore everybody else in society. It isn't practical. It's not fair. It's not polite. I mean, I don't, all kinds of things that you can wrap around this. There was a big to-do. In a Target store also, somebody went in wearing a Rolex watch and destroyed the face mask display that they had. What the hell's the matter with people? You know, okay, you don't want to wear a mask, don't wear a mask. Be a jerk. But if you, you know, I mean, but this, all of this hubbub about wearing a mask seems pretty counterproductive. Ladies, what do you think?
Yeah, I think that I think that reaction is because people are feeling so pushed. With the talk of mandating masks, then people on the other side who don't want to wear the mask.
California doing that, right?
Well, it just started actually in New Jersey yesterday.
Trust me, because
we're seeing so many spikes. So the governor said, look, I didn't want to do this, and I've been saying I didn't want to do this for months, but now we have no choice. So we're backtracking majorly with numbers of people coming in and out of the state. And so, now if you're in public, you have to wear a mask.
Yeah, there's a national effort as well. I think it was brought up by that.
What happens if you're not wearing a mask?
Look, we live in a tourist attraction area. We live in a village where it's crazy how many people are here every single day. No one is at their job. Everyone's working from home, which also means everyone's sitting on the beach. We can't even go to the beach right where we live, which is 50 feet from our apartment, because there are so many people here. It looks like Miami Beach. It's so crowded. No one's wearing a mask. No one is social distancing. It is so irresponsible. Like, we literally are staying indoors because we don't want to be exposed to all of the yahoos who are hanging out everywhere around us. So I'm glad that he actually said, all right, finally, you know, this is it. You have to wear a mask if you're in public. Because it was too, let's leave it up to everyone's personal responsibility. Well, people have no personal responsibility.
Yeah,
and people are endangering the lives of others, and they're just being careless about it. So I don't mind that now, if you're in public, you have to have a mask on. You have to do it if you're going into a store, so you might as well do it if you're out in public, too. I have no problem with it.
That where there are surges, the states ought to go back to phase one. Who thinks that's a good idea?
Yeah. That's what L.A. is going to do. L.A. said that we're going to start doing shutdowns in 2 weeks again. So the thing with the mask mandate
is... Why are they waiting two
weeks?
What's the magic of 2 weeks?
I don't know.
I'm going to do it tomorrow.
I don't,
today.
I have no
yesterday.
Clue. I don't know. I don't know. But... as far as the mask thing goes, if you want what if the government started saying, well, you can only wear red Donald Trump masks? Would people, like, freak out about it? I don't know. Anytime the government tells you have to wear something, that's the problem. And so, I don't know. I think there are people who are freaking out, to answer your original question, about and overdoing it and acting like children are the ones who feel like they're being pushed too far. So, I think
but
it's just whenever you get too far on either
a
side.
Mask. How is that being pushed?
It's the mandate part.
I get that they don't want to be told they have to do something, but there is... this is back to education, you know. Understanding why it's a good reason to wear the mask is part of this whole overall program. Do I like wearing a mask?
I think really the most effective thing would be to wear a shield. So why don't we all wear shields around?
Well,
because we've talked about it. You know, I mean, there's a lot of vulnerabilities on your face, so why not let's make everybody wear a shield? So why not have that conversation? There are people who believe that the masks aren't exactly all they're cracked up to be, and so they get
with
a right...
good reason they aren't.
Right.
Well, but it's a huge help, though. And Dr. Birx, you know, Dr. Birx, who has been... you know, she's very much a Trump supporter. Like, she, you know, you can't say she's anti-Trump.
I don't even think it has anything to do with Trump. This is about constitutional rights. It's so much further beyond Trump. Trump is talking about opening the economy and wearing masks now. So I think we have to take that off the table because people are worried about their constitutional rights being infringed upon. I think really that's the broader, more accurate explanation as to what you're seeing people respond to.
You know, I'm getting real tired of that argument, though. Oh, I'm worried about my constitutional rights. Really, think about how many other constitutional rights are constantly infringed upon and violated,
exactly.
Like, all the time. And this
that's
is the one
the
that
point.
People care the most about? It's BS.
It's the most
well, that,
one.
The Second Amendment. I mean, there are a lot of things that people care about and feel like those things are being, they're slipping away.
Well, they are. There's a lot of stuff that's slipping away, and that's what I said. The very first day we started talking about this, I said, look out. This is a chance for people to grab more power and more control over you and your life, and that's exactly what's happening. 21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Have Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I never quite understood this group. One of the honorees in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ceremony this year nominated, was supposed to be on, the 7th of November. They've canceled plans for the live induction ceremony this year for obvious reasons. They'll honor the class with an HBO special on Saturday the 7th of November. Depeche Mode, whom you are listening to right there, right now. People is the name of the song. The Doobies are supposed to be inducted. Whitney Houston, who couldn't make it either. Nine Inch Nails, the Notorious B.I.G. I don't think he's going to be there no matter where the ceremony is held. T-Rex and John Landau and Irving Azoff were both writers, I believe. If not mistaken.
They're agents.
Oh, that's right, too. Thank you. Yeah.
They're very famous agents. Yeah.
Azoff is, yeah. I don't know Landau, but Azoff, yes.
Oh, Landau discovered, he was Bruce's agent and John Bon Jovi.
Was he?
And, oh, yeah, legendary.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Just had everybody.
Good info. Thank you. John Sykes, who's the chairman of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, said, quote, together the HBO and executive producer Joel Gallen, we all are working together to create an exciting program to honor the inductees by telling the stories of their incredible contribution to music and impact on a generation of artists that followed them. The ceremony was supposed to take place in May. They usually have it in Cleveland, where the home of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is. It was moved to November 7th because of the obvious, but time went on. It's clear the holding this kind of a group together, even without an audience, would be difficult. Anybody's got a ticket to the show, you can get a complete refund. This is the first time in the history of the Hall of Fame that artists will be inducted without a public ceremony. Virtual events have become the norm, as we know, over the past couple of months. Surprisingly, the MTV Video Music Awards are proceeding with a live event in Brooklyn at the Barclays Center at the end of August, although Governor Cuomo says it'll take place with limited or no audience. So, there's China Grove from the Doobies. Where's Bang a Gong? You got that from T-Rex? Another one of the inductees. I always get a big kick out of this song. You ladies like this song?
Get it.
I mean, I know it.
Yeah, I know it. It's all right.
It's one of those fun, silly songs. Bang a Gong, get it on. You don't have a sense of humor, Victoria? What's the story with you?
No, I have no sense of humor. That's why I don't like a bad song.
It's a terrible song.
It's stupid.
Well, of course it's stupid.
No, I mean, it's just, whatever. It's,
let's go back to, where's Danny and the Juniors? You want to play? We were playing around before we were back on the air. Rock and roll is here to stay. It'll never die. It'll go down in history, and I'll tell you why. That's some of the lyric line from Rock and Roll is Here to Stay. Danny and the Juniors, 1958. They're already in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Anyway, so let's see what else we have here in the music department at this hour of the DJV show. L.A. singer-songwriter Rabel teamed up with his frequent collaborator Kesha for a new song called Since I Was Young. Crank this up. Let's listen. Well, maybe not.
My whole life philosophy always changes with the tide.
What is this? Gospel song.
I was like 16, smoking a cigarette for the first time, trying so hard to impress some guy or some girl. I forget, 29, okay. I never thought I'd be 29, the years just follow me. Some nights I still don't understand it. Since I was...
Story of how he became the person he is today. That's what Rabel is telling in the song. Kesha sings backup on the song, the chorus. Two friends working together on a number of tracks featured on Kesha's album a couple of years ago called Rainbow. And her latest LP, High Road, released this past January, including the song Resentment with Brian Wilson and Sturgill Simpson. In addition to High Road, Kesha teamed up with Big Freedia for the song Chasing Rainbows earlier this year. She also contributed a cover of T-Rex's Children of the Revolution for a new compilation, Angel Headed Hipster, produced by Hal Wilner, who has passed away. As with many live shows during this circumstance, Kesha's planned tour for High Road has been canceled. I truly can't wait to get back on the road again and play songs from High Road for you. Thanks for being here and for your understanding, Kesha wrote in an announcement. So that's that story at 28 past the hour.
How to internally motivate people. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. External motivation comes from the outside. Conversely, internal motivation comes from the inside. Research shows that although external motivation can be helpful for the short term, internal motivation lasts much longer. So, how do you internally motivate others to get them to do something of their own volition? Well, there are three straightforward steps. Step one, acknowledge how others feel. And I mean really validate them until they actually feel validated. Step two, help them see as many options as possible, including what the consequences of each choice are. And then, the all-important step three, completely respect their freedom to choose whatever they want. Because if you choose it for them, it's no longer internal motivation. So that's it. Those are the three steps. To learn more about motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
What's more important, how you look or how you feel? Well, with Calitrin, you don't have to choose. Calitrin has been proven safe and effective for weight loss and energy for over 20 years. It not only helps you look better, but it's actually good for you, so you feel better, too.
My name is Anne from North Carolina. I am in love with Calitrin. I have lost multiple inches.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says the U.S. and Mexico share the same values. During a visit to the White House yesterday by the Mexican president, the two released a joint statement concerning the new U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. President Trump saying,
Mr. President, I'm certain that together we can unlock a future of even greater potential for our children, prosperity for our people, safety for our citizens, and pride for our countries.
The new trade deal replaces the NAFTA agreement between the three nations, which President Trump has repeatedly called a bad deal. Coronavirus cases continue to set records across the U.S. More than 59,000 new infections reported yesterday. Several states, especially in the South, also set records for their single-day case numbers. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Police reform bills are still in the works in Congress. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg reports.
After Senate Democrats blocked his police reform bill, Republican Senator from South Carolina Tim Scott isn't giving up hope.
I'm an internal optimist, so I'm always looking for the silver lining. But the conversations that are now, folks who are now calling me about the legislation from the other side suggest that perhaps it's not dead. We may have a Lazarus moment. We may not.
Speaking alongside Attorney General Bill Barr, Senator Scott says he's willing to make some changes in the Senate bill that Senate Democrats would not even let get to the House floor.
My bill did not have racial profiling in it. It's in the House bill. That is something that we would at least take a look at, being able to have more information on racial profiling so that we draw better conclusions, number one.
Another Supreme Court ruling has gone the way the administration had hoped it would. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
The Supreme Court is backing a Trump administration plan to help companies deny giving their workers free birth control under their health care coverage. A 7-2 ruling says publicly traded companies and large universities can claim a religious objection to providing that coverage, and even those without a moral objection are now exempt from that requirement. The ruling does help President Trump deliver on a campaign promise to roll back coverage that had been provided through Obamacare. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Coming in for a landing. It's 34 after the hour. Thursday, July the 9th is upon us. I'm Doug Steffen with the Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn on the DJV program. Phil is the fellow. It's McGeehan. That's how you're very Irish. Phil's in charge of the technical aspects of this program. And so oftentimes what he says to me just before we go on the air finds its way strangely into the rhetoric as we get started. How about them apples? Speaking of finding our way into the rhetoric we had before, we were talking about the bird. Well, we actually were talking about Karen and Karen's Law, and then Amy Cooper comes into the conversation, and Christian Cooper. So, Victoria, you can take us around through this maze of amazing realities that somehow has crept itself into the common conversation around the country. These Karen who was the Karen that started all this? Where was she?
Amy Cooper.
What? Why do they call it Karen, though? The Karen laws.
I don't know where that started. That apparently it was just the name given to, it's kind of a generic.
I thought there was some Karen that started all of this hoopla. With the advent of Amy Cooper's circumstance, but somebody else who reported something that was pretty outrageous or out of context.
Amy Cooper's the first Karen. She's the OG. So, Yeah, so she now, of course, has suffered, well, I don't want to say suffered, but she's been run through the mill, let's say. If you don't remember the story, Amy Cooper is the white woman in Central Park who had her dog illegally off the leash in the Bramble right in Central Park, which all parts of Central Park, you have to have your dog leashed at all times. And so Christian Cooper, no relation to Amy Cooper, he's the black bird watcher from the Birdwatching Society. He was there in the Bramble bird watching, and he very calmly told her to put her dog back on the leash. She didn't like that. She started filming the incident, which only made her look worse. And then she called the police and said that an African American man was threatening her and her dog. There was no threat. It was pretty much all played out on video. And so as a result of that, the Manhattan District Attorney said that they're charging her with the falsifying, or whatever they want to, I don't know what they're actually calling it, but basically she filed a false police report. And so they're going to prosecute her. She has an appearance that is scheduled for October 14th for an arraignment. And so the story that came out of New York yesterday, according to the New York Times, they followed up with Christian Cooper, who has really tried to just stay out of the limelight. He really just wants to. It turns out I actually have a friend of a friend who knows him, and he's just really not enjoying any of this attention that he's been getting because of this case. And so he told the New York Times that he is not cooperating with prosecutors. He said, on one hand, she's already paid a steep enough price. He said, if that's not enough of a deterrent to others, bringing her more misery seems just like it's piling on. And so he said he does not feel like he needs to cooperate or work with the prosecutors. He said that he believes that, you know, they have, if they want to pursue the charges, then that's fine. He said, but they can do that without me.
Without him.
Yeah. He said, this is, I don't need to add to any more of this, you know, of this story.
Gentlemanly of him, isn't it?
Yes. And from everything that I've heard about him, that's very on par with who he is. And it's, you know, it's unfortunate that, well, it's stupid that she
And from everything you hear about this, Amy is pretty on par with who she is, too. If you read between the lines and some
Well, her lawyer says that she lost her job, which is true. She lost her job, and then now the lawyer says she lost her place to live, which I don't understand how, like, you can become homeless because of this. But whatever, the lawyer's really painting a sob story for
Amy Cooper.
Well,
maybe if you don't have a job, maybe she couldn't pay.
Well, maybe is this a heavy-handed warning for people to not, you know, if there's nothing that should prevent you if you want to go off the rails, like the guy with the mask. It's not, it doesn't seem to be a smart way to do things or an acceptable way, but you are who you are.
This is another example, though, of why when people talk about, you know, reallocating funds for the police and having the police not dealing with, you know, they shouldn't have to deal with things like this. Yeah. So this was a ridiculous waste of taxpayer dollars to have police show up and do this investigation of in Central Park of this woman who completely made up a story. And so, you know, I don't know. Could the police's time have been better used, especially with the violence that's happening in New York City right now? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. They didn't need to waste time on this.
And I agree with you on that one 100%. A couple of very important retail brands going south. The fact that Brooks Brothers, I find this, I'm not someone who dresses up a lot, but I have spent time and money in the Brooks Brothers stores. Both on the West Coast and the East Coast, pretty traditional, buttoned up, if you'll pardon the pun, outlet that a lot of people, business executives, use their clothing. It's 200 years old, the brand, and, you know, like most presidents, it's a Wall Street kind of a place. So they have filed for bankruptcy, and also the Ann Taylor Group. I think there are other stores beside Ian Taylor that are in this company, but most of them are in malls. They're gonzo.
Ann Taylor used to be Jen, you probably remember this too. Maybe it's an East Coast thing. I don't know. But Ann Taylor back in the day was like the place if you needed a party dress or like a, you know, not necessarily prom, but
not
certainly
to be
you
confused
needed
to
buy
or Taylor.
Stuff.
Right. Yeah. Not to be confused with Lord
no.
and Taylor.
Right.
Ann Taylor, so, Lord and Taylor different, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So like if you needed, I remember like if, you know, when, if I needed a wedding, like a dress to wear to a wedding or whatever, Ann Taylor was kind of like the go-to. And then Ann Taylor Loft came in, and which was the more casual mm-hmm. branch of it, which essentially every teacher in America wore Ann Taylor Loft. It became like a stereotype that if you're a teacher, then that's where you shop at Ann Taylor Loft. And Brooks Brothers, you know, Brooks Brothers has certainly had its moment in fashion history.
Yeah.
But the problem, though, is that if you look at a Brooks Brothers, there's a Brooks Brothers store not far from where we live, and if you look in the window at Brooks Brothers now, compared to, like, in the late 90s or the 80s, it's the same,
same stuff.
They never progressed at all.
Well,
they never
men's
moved
attire
forward.
Doesn't, men's
no,
attire
it's women's
doesn't
too.
Change.
But it's women's, that, too.
Well,
they just never move forward.
I think it's
super preppy. And they never, that's not in.
It's hard. These stores were already suffering because of the competition online. And
right.
then when you add in the shutdown and you add in the fact that people just aren't going anywhere and they don't need to.
Right.
I mean,
don't
even the Loft.
Yourself.
I can't tell you how many, I mean, I get emails every day and I it doesn't surprise me at all because every day I get emails and every day it's 50% off, 50%. They're obviously trying to get people to come back.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's
but you're
rough.
Wearing a t-shirt and sweatpants at home. Not wearing
well,
a suit.
Well, that's the other thing. You know, no one's buying a $500 or $1,000 suit from Brooks Brothers. You know, it's not happening. And the dresses for women are really expensive. I think they price themselves out of the market.
Ask me how many navy sport coats I have.
How many navy
six.
Sport coats do you have?
I have
okay.
six. Four
are
of them
a
are from
different?
Brooks Brothers. Well. The tone's a little different. The style's a little different. The lapels are a little different. But basically, it's the four Brooks Brothers ones. At different times in my life, I bought them. I happen to like split lapels and not center lapels. But you could, for a while, things... You know, that was the extent of men's... the changes in men's clothing. The width of the lapel and whether it has a single slit, no slit, or a double slit. They call it double vent in the back. That's it. And I think, do the president still set the tone? What is Trump wears a navy blue suit with double vents every single day. So he must have a dozen navy blue suits and he just wears a fresh one every day, I'm guessing.
I've never seen him in anything except a blue suit. I don't think he owns anything else.
White shirt and usually a colorful tie. That's what it is. So how much has...
A solid tie, too.
Solid.
He doesn't even wear a print.
Yeah,
it's,
right.
That's his
so
uniform.
Does that set the tone, or is it people like that that set the tone, or is it news anchors on TV? Nobody on TV is wearing, you know, most of these guys aren't wearing ties anymore. Most of the women are not really, the women are more sort of,
yeah,
if they're actually at the studio, they're dressed up. What did you say, Jen?
I think the women are dressing up. I think it's the men that are...
But it really, this is another impact.
The anchors still typically wear a tie.
Yeah. It's just another impact, further impact of how the Chinese Communist Party and the Wuhan virus have affected lives, no matter up and down the street, where you go, what you do. It's been and now the word went out yesterday. I found this very interesting in two different dimensions. Our local government here has made it known that because of the budget cuts, even though they've increased taxes 2.5%, there's going to be a revolution here before long. They also are telling the managers of departments like the police, public works, get as many fines and fees from people as you can, jack it up everywhere. And I noticed that our friends at the FCC, run by somebody who has to be completely tone-deaf or moronic, the advertising business radio income is down 40% from the same time last year. So what's the FCC do? They are trying to raise the fee that it costs you to renew your license. And in the case of somebody, a medium-sized, really well-operated group called Town Square Media, they own a lot of really good stations in medium-sized markets. Some carry this program. They have been fined for doing something, I don't know what it was a minor infraction, and now the FCC is trying to hike and getting kind of creative too to jack up the fine so they can get some extra revenue. So the fees fine, the government's going to do it, whether it's a local move, whether it's a state move, or whether it's national. All this money has been handed out to everybody to survive, and then they're going to tuck it to you. And who's thinking this through? They're going to tuck it to you when you don't have the money to pay the rent, you can't make your car payment, you can't pay the insurance, and the government's going to try to get more money out of you. What are these people drinking? Or who are they listening to, if anybody, have any conscience at all? Or better yet, they have any common sense? This is mindless foolishness. Wow. Well, let's sweeten up the pot here, ladies. Today is National Sugar Cookie Day. How many people like sugar cookies? Raise your hands, please. Lots of sugar. Originating back in the 1700s in Nazareth.
It's the key component. It's the key component to the recipe. It's a sugar cookie.
Sugar cookie, right. Initially referred to as Nazareth cookies by German Protestant settlers, baked in the shape of a keystone, which is the state symbol in Pennsylvania. Now you can fast forward to a couple of hundred years later.
What is the shape of a keystone?
The keystone. They call Pennsylvania the keystone state.
I know, but what is that shape? Because I always think of a keystone as like a brick.
Think
it's a foundation,
of
right? It's
the
keystone
is
of
that.
A building is...
No, if you look at the keystone, the key, the old-style keys that you put in the hole, and it turned around there, that knob at the end of the key, if you will, the old-style keys, that's what the key and the keystone, I think, looks like. If you look up the emblem, I think that's what it looks like. At any rate, the fact that this is a staple among a lot of households, most people have sugar cookies, right? Don't you have chocolate chip cookies in your house and sugar cookies? Yes or no? Or especially on holidays. But what do you have for cookies
in
your house?
Well, sugar cookies are the ones that you decorate with. I don't have cookies in my house, but... But when you bake sugar cookies, those are the ones that are the easiest to decorate. So Valentine's Day or Christmas, you know, holidays, usually you see a lot of sugar cookies.
What do you have for cookies in your house right now, Jennifer?
I don't think I have any cookies. I'd have to check my cabinet. This is terrible. I think I might have a box of Girl Scout cookies in there somewhere that are
I have Girl Scout cookies. I have cream-filled cookies with gluten-free covers. I have chocolate chip cookies. I have frozen dough that somebody gave me from some really good chocolate chip cookies last year. I haven't cooked them yet, so... I'm ready. All right, television news. Shepard Smith heading to CNBC. No surprise there. Leaving Fox, earlier this year? When did he leave Fox?
It was last year, I think.
Was it last year?
The end of last year, yeah.
So did he have a non-compete that kept him from going somewhere else? Okay. So why would he go to CNBC instead of to MSNBC would be the question. That's too radical to change. He wouldn't be believed over at MSNBC.
I didn't know CNBC had a news hour, unless they're developing one for him, because he's doing a news hour at night, I think from 7 to 8, and he's going to be the executive producer. It's the same deal that he had at Fox, but I just, every time I've ever seen CNBC, it's just all financial news or like reruns of Shark Tank. I didn't know they
desperate
had a news
to
hour.
Do. He's been desperate to do opinion stuff for a long time. I always thought that he was early on a pretty good, like, straight news reporter, but not lately. He's been really wanting to tell people what he thinks. So I think he'll like being in the evening hours where he has the freedom to do that. CNBC, I think, gets more out of it because I think it gives them some credibility for their news block.
Yeah.
But, and by the way, we should talk about Joy Reid is officially the replacement for Chris Matthews at MSNBC.
Who's she? I don't even know who she is.
A.M. Joy Reid, you know her.
No, I don't know her at all.
Well, I'm glad he's gone, because I don't like Chris Matthews at all.
Ah, a jerkleburger. Okay, 10 before the hour. Jennifer, great job. Thank you.
Sure.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Land ho! hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I guess say this land ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Sign and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
Hi, Bill Hyde here for Safe Places USA. If you're thinking it might be finally time to move out of a dangerous urban area to a safer place before things get worse, pay close attention. Because the feeling in your gut, the one telling you to get out, could save your life. Here's why. You can now find out where the safest places in this country are by going to SafePlacesUSA.com and checking out the Ultimate Relocation Manual. It's your personal guide to the tips, tricks, and techniques for relocating your family to the safest places in America. All broken down in 15 strategic, critical categories along with checklists and preparation sources. So if you want a clear path to getting out of Dodge, go to SafePlacesUSA.com. That's SafePlacesUSA.com. Use coupon code GCN and get half off the manual all this week. Plus, get the following books free with your Ultimate Relocation Manual. Pandemic Survival Secrets, Your Home, Your Fortress, all free this week at SafePlacesUSA.com.
Past the hour. It's the DJV program in Tech Talk time. Victoria Keelan here with me, Doug Steffen, to go through a couple of amazing stories. The first amazing story is amazing Amazon. What are they going to start doing now, Victoria?
Well, this is great news for any shopper on Amazon who has had even the slightest concern where these goods are coming from. Amazon will now start publicly listing the names and addresses of third-party sellers that are based in the U.S. on its marketplace platform. And this is an attempt to fight counterfeiters, which is a big, big problem on Amazon. So the change was announced in a note sent to the sellers, which is actually going to start taking effect on September 1st. So the features, they say, this new feature will help customers learn more about the businesses of a seller and the products that they're selling. Amazon said, we're making this change to ensure that there's a consistent baseline of seller information to help customers make informed shopping decisions. And so the change in policy will make it harder to stay anonymous if you're a seller. It also means customers will know exactly which individual or entity they're buying from and where that business is located, which is huge because it is so challenging to, if you type in an item that you want to, like a brand name of an item that you want to buy on Amazon, and then it's so difficult to find out if you're on that official company's page on Amazon or if you're buying a counterfeit. And I have fallen victim to, I will never buy makeup again from Amazon because I have unfortunately had, I've bought what I thought was real Lancome and it wasn't, and it was counterfeit. And so it's just, you have to be so careful on Amazon. So I'm really happy that they are identifying all of these US-based sellers. So now you know exactly who you're buying from where it's coming from, and if you have an issue, you now there's more accountability. You can track down these sellers, and you can hold them accountable. The problem, though, I really want them to go one step further and let you know exactly what foreign company, what the address is, because there's a lot of stuff on there that's from China. It's a lot of cheap crap. It's counterfeit, and it's very hard to tell if you're buying the authentic brand or if you're buying some sort of knockoff that's coming from China. So I applaud Amazon for making this first step, but the U.S. companies really aren't the main problem, in my opinion. I think the Chinese companies are the problem. So I hope that they take this one step further. They have also cut deals with Apple and Nike to create dedicated storefronts, so if you are buying Apple products or Nike products, you know that that it's the real deal. So Amazon is definitely trying to step up their game when it comes to accountability, and I applaud them for that, but, you know, I want them to take it another step further with the Chinese stuff.
All right, the release of next-generation gaming consoles is in the focus now.
The Geek Out. With the upcoming release of the next-generation PlayStation, Xbox, and the price tag for those new consoles, the gaming industry is slowly priming the market to brace itself for an increase in the price of the games themselves. Last week, an interview with a gaming consultant firm got a lot of attention because it said that the publishers were making the case that video games could afford to increase by as much as 20% because other entertainment categories like movie tickets and streaming subscriptions have already jumped or doubled, while games themselves have been flat since 2005. So when the current generation of consoles come out, plan on spending $70 for those next-gen games to go with your next-gen console this holiday season.
Power your passions during Dell's Cyber Savings event with up to $400 off stunning tech like XPS laptops and Alienware systems, redefining what's possible with 10th-gen Intel Core processors. Save on electronics, plus free shipping on everything. Ask for Intel when you call 800-BUY-DELL.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, up next here on Tech Talk is a focus on Samsung, Victoria.
Yep, Samsung says that they're not going to include chargers in the boxes of some of their new smartphones starting in 2021. They are taking them out because, well, obviously, everybody already has a smartphone, and you probably already have a charger that is from your last phone, so you don't really need a new one. I run into this all the time. I'm an iPhone user, and every time I get a new iPhone, it comes with a new set of earbuds and a new charger. I have so many chargers just sitting around our home right now that it's just ridiculous. So Samsung and Apple are both going to not include chargers with new phones starting next year. Now, this is great for people who already have chargers, but it's also good for the environment because a lot of these chargers end up in landfills. People dump them, they throw them out because they don't need them.
Yeah. All right, so there's that story, along with lots of other info about the world of technology. Thanks to Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen. It's 59 past the hour on the
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.